This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you would like at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And we're going to continue here with your phone calls, but coming up, we're going to wrap up the Lamb and Lynx Gade story. For those of you just tuning in, we'll update you on what it's all about. But essentially, it's an update on the young ladies who, previously I wouldn't have wanted to call them ladies because they were Nazis. They were white power, white national, white separatist types. And they were about 11 or 12 years old, essentially being molded into these Nazi singers for the purposes of promoting the ideas of racism. And we'll tell you more about who they are today, because they've grown up to a large extent. We'll get back into that. But first, let's continue with you and your thoughts. Frank is on the line in New York. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Good evening, gentlemen. I was going to discuss the situation in Libya, but pop culture always is fascinating, you know, from my point of view. So regarding the Prussian Blue Girls, I think we have to look back to developmental psychology and adolescent development psychology. And you'll notice that most children react against their upbringing when they become teenagers, and they attempt to create a sense of themselves within the accepted peer group.
Hold on a second, Frank. Is it true that most teenagers, right? Because it would seem to me that if you have this kind of authoritarian structure in your family household,
you're going to rebel against it.
That would be rebelled against. But
correct,
what if you have a more open structure in your family household?
Well, that's a very good point, because you'll notice that many people in the 1960s and 70s, children that were in very liberal homes, became neoconservatives and conservatives in the 70s and 80s. And just think of Alex P. Keaton on the TV show with Meredith Baxter Burney and the other characters. What was it called? Family Ties.
Yep.
You know, so in a sense, if we go back to the notion of, let's say, a generation gap, or, again, the adolescent psychological development, where the child rebels against the traditional parents and their upbringing, and basically the modes of acceptance within that family structure, only to return to it, you know, in adulthood, often when they become parents, in a sense. So, I mean, this is just, you know, part of a journey. But what I want to say is that, you know, I find it really repulsive that parents would exploit their children, whether it's, you know, neo-Nazis making them little pop star idols among a fascist fringe.
I agree with you. And whether it's that, or like a JonBenet Ramsey, where a mom dresses
or
up
even
or
a
dad dresses up
Brooke
her little
Shields,
daughter.
Or even a Brooke Shields, where, you know, her mother manipulated her and had her do all sorts of amazing things that no person in the right mind would do. I think that was Terry Shields, whether it was doing the Avedon shoot for the jeans, the Calvin Klein jeans, or, you know, being in some of those movies that had, you know, adult content far beyond, you know, the perspective of a minor.
Like the Blue Lagoon?
Well, not just that, but the film Pretty Baby and different things like that. So I think if you look at this from a pop cultural point of view, you see the ethos of our culture collapsing, and you see a neo-decadence emerging that's far stronger than any decadent culture of the elite in ancient Rome or Greece. Going beyond it, I feel very sorry for those girls, because they were exploited.
Yeah, for sure.
But knowing the economics of the recording business, that, you know, if you're going to be a neo-Nazi singing songs, don't expect any of the five major media corporations that own the worldwide music business to allow you to record or participate in the commercial process of selling music or making royalties.
Well, good.
Things. So,
I mean, as far as I'm concerned,
may be very,
that's good.
Very Machiavellian, too, wanting to rebel against this. But, you know, I think let them be hippies and I think really the problem's with the parents. I mean, children.
Oh, I totally agree with you.
Children have to. There was a wonderful line that goes back to, I think, Sun Tzu, the ancient Chinese philosopher, where he states basically that your children are, you know, to be protected by you, but their world is very different from your world, and you will not participate in their world. So sort of understand that and, you know, raise them accordingly.
No, I like the idea of the parents that the unschooling method, for instance, where, you know, you give them the very, very basic bare minimum
right.
that they need to learn on their own, and then, you know, turn them loose, essentially, and let them become whoever it is that they intend to become without
correct.
this overarching authoritarian guiding hand forcing, you know, force-feeding
yes.
ideas or force-feeding, you know, belief system.
I have a question to ask you guys. Do you know if they ever did a recording of the Horst Wessel song or the Tomorrow Belongs to Me that was in Cabaret, you know?
I don't have an intimate
you know what I mean, that famous famous scene in Cabaret where the expats are sort of in the country and they stop off to get a
you
beer.
You mistakenly presume I am as cultured as you, Frank, and I have no idea. What
I know that a Cabaret was done in Nazi Germany. That's all I know.
Right, it was Frank, basically Christopher Isherwood's memoirs sort of reconstructed into a play and then a screenplay. But it's a very great, it's a very good film, and I think if you watch that scene, you know, it's really a classic. And what happens after, you know, that's what happens when we have, when we don't have the capacity for critical thinking, and when our school system fails to provide that, then it's very easy to manipulate and go astray and not even know it. And I think that's going to be the key. People will have to basically understand themselves within their own world and understand the world that molds them. And when they can sort of negotiate those two things, I think we have a very healthy future. And when we can't do that, it's going to be a tremendous prison. That's
Thank
all I
you,
have
Frank.
To say tonight.
I appreciate hearing from you.
At least we got a little razzle-dazzle, though.
800-259-9231. I don't get that joke.
Razzle-dazzle is it's a musical joke.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. Sorry. 1-800-259-9231. You just love your musicals, don't you?
I you know, it's hard to be a straight guy that likes musicals, but I do.
I have enjoyed some musicals. Let's see. What's the one about the first
loved it.
Recorded movie? Singing in the Rain, that's what it is. The first movie with an audio track to it, right?
I did not know that.
That's what it's about. It's about the jazz singer, the recording of the jazz singer. Anyway, I think 1-800-259-9231 as we continue with Joshua listening in Oklahoma. Joshua, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there. Joshua in Oklahoma, going once.
Yes.
Hello there.
I just heard a beat. Sounded like I got hung up on, but
here
I'm glad I'm here. Hi, guys.
Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, wow, you offered to let me take over. I just can't resist an opportunity like that.
Go for it.
Wow. Now, first time I've listened to you guys. I was just seeing what was on GCN Live when I'm sitting here in the office working. You've talked a lot about, with Lynx and Lamb, about the importance of not letting people control you. I got to say, we agree wholeheartedly here at the Sea Lions Foundation, and I am unashamedly calling to spread the word about us.
What is the Sea Lions Foundation?
Well, first and foremost, it's a Christian missions organization. We're set up to send out missionaries in floating homes that will go anywhere in the world. There's 3 feet of water and provide all their own electricity and hot and cold running water so that they don't need cash support from home. Our largest one even has farm and garden on it to feed 10 people. Okay, but the thing that would interest some of your listeners is that we're opening up this opportunity to the general public. Anybody who says, hey, you know, I'm sick and tired of a mortgage payment, sick and tired of utility payments, sick and tired of being stuck in one place where the forces of evil can find me whenever they want me, come talk to us.
Now, would these if these things can't make it on the open ocean, right? Like, how do you get from here to Bimini?
Oh, you have been smoking that stuff. These things will
Not
go
me.
Through a hurricane. These things will go through a hurricane.
Really?
It's
yes,
quite a pitch,
absolutely.
Man. So the goal is to just kind of set out on high seas and
well,
take care.
Well, only if you want to. It's really boring out there.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airways, kind of like a little sea steady, a little miniature sea steady.
It's really interesting. I'm on the website.
Professor Burke here from the University of Farmers. One of the most popular clubs here is the Farmers Shop Quartet. They're an a cappella group famous for their insurance ballads. Anyway, each singer is good, but when their voices work together, wow. It's kind of like combining your auto, home, and life policies. Combine them and you save money while also getting great coverage. I wonder if the quartet would write a song about that.
Get in touch with a highly trained Farmers agent at Farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba, da, bum, 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 bum.
Coverage not available in all areas.
Are you a cigarette smoker? I was too for many years. You know that crap's gonna kill you, right? There's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month, and it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth. No smell. No secondhand smoke. You can use it just about anywhere. Free shipping on orders over $60, and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Call 855-2-GET-VAPOR, or go to Vaporsmiths.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, you can take control of the airwaves, dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com features, including the wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you, WIKI wiki.freetalklive.com. We'll get you there. You can edit virtually anything you see. Again, wiki.freetalklive.com.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear, Man Venture Outpost carries knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment, all kinds of stuff, much of it from name brand distributors. They're family-owned, members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. Some prices are so low they can't even be mentioned. The manufacturers won't allow that. You can get additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live. You can get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com.
All right, so 800-259-9231. Mark, we've both been looking at the Sea Lions Foundation there during the break. We had Joshua call in from Oklahoma. He's taking a break from working.
Apparently. All I can think is that, you know, around November, it's going to start getting cold here. Maybe we could just get a Free Talk Live big catamaran boat. Float it on down the East Coast as the weather gets cooler, you know, and be down in Key West for the winter. And then come on back up.
Well, I think the idea sounded like to get away from the American government, and it wouldn't really make sense to go float down to Key West, because then you'd still be within reach of the U.S. government, right?
We can float down 100 miles out if it makes you happy.
Whatever, dude. I don't know if I'm interested in that, because the whole seasteading thing has been proposed before, which
yes.
sounds kind of similar. The seasteading idea is
I don't know if you can buy either of these at this point.
Right. The seasteading idea is one that was proposed by a voluntarist libertarian type, the son of David Friedman. Is that right?
Yes. Patrick Friedman.
Yeah, Patrick Friedman. He and we've had him on the show, but it's a pretty big vision. The idea is to build this platform or multiple platforms out in the water and have a little society out on it. Now, it sounds like the Sea Lions Foundation is a little more smaller, you know, a little smaller scale as far as the size of the platform is concerned.
They both look like ideas, and what you have to consider is boats can be tied off to each other.
Right.
You know, these platforms that Patrick talked about would be, you know, attachable
mobile.
In some way.
Yeah.
But all boats are mobile. That's why we call them boats.
Yeah.
But you know, these other things could be tied off in some way if one wished to, you know, create little communities. One could do that.
But as you say, neither of them actually exist. They're still in the the creation phase. And
so it would appear on the websites. I don't know that that's true. I mean, maybe there's a prototype. I don't think that seasteading has come up with a prototype yet. They're working on a couple of different projects at once.
Now, the Sea Lions, have they done that? Did you pull up a video or something?
I pulled up a video, but it all seemed to be sort of CAD drawings of things. Beautiful stuff. Very, very interesting. You know, I'm going to find out more about it.
Well, you can join as a member for $100 a month and then $200 a month and then all the way up to $2,000 a month. And what I mean by that is over time the membership fees go up. So apparently, if I'm reading this correctly, you're paying $16 the first month, $180 after that, $275, $433, $750, $1,900, and then $2,000. And then $2,000, and then $2,000.
Maybe you should have Joshua on if you had questions.
I don't know. I'm just looking here. It was just a little too self-promotional for me, that phone call.
Too much like a commercial?
Too much like a plug.
Okay.
And I didn't want to keep that one going. But 800-259-9231.
It's very interesting stuff. And right. I gotta admit that, you know, he has some of our listeners pegged. Yes, so he has us pegged. I'm very interested in this.
If you, well, maybe you should contact him, Mark, and set him up on your interview show.
No, that sell him some ads. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's not free plugs live. Like, if we just let everybody call and plug every, you know, event that they're doing, for instance, somebody called me today and said, hey, can I call the show tonight and talk about my, talk about inviting people to my court appearance in Concord, New Hampshire? Like, it's not really going to. It's not really going to fly, considering we have, you know, an international audience of people, and only some of them are going to be in the vicinity of possibly being able to. Only some will actually be in the physical vicinity of your area, and only a percentage of those will actually have the time, the ability, and interest to go.
I think it's a very finessed thing here with the Sea Lion situation. Here he has a product that's probably, you know, makes a lot of sense for Free Talk Live and its listeners, and, you know, people that are in the Liberty community. But at the same time, I will have to agree with you. It did sort of sound like the elevator speech to some extent.
Yeah.
And, you know, so the question is sort of how does one, you know, call in to a very unique radio program that says you can call in and talk about anything. But they're a little skittish about selling, talking about commercial stuff because we sell commercial ads. You know, like
it's a fine line.
It's a very finesse thing. I've seen some people do it, pretty well here. But I got to say that I think the product is aimed right dead center at our at our psychographic.
Well, maybe the psychographic, but it's also a Christian kind of missionary organization.
Those are the reasons he's doing it, but that doesn't mean right. he's creating it so people have freedom to do things that they want.
But yeah, he has opened it up.
Freedom is to spread the word of Christ Jesus or to get out of Dodge or whatever.
Let's continue with Dennis listening in New Hampshire. Dennis, you're on Free Talk Live in the Amp Lines. Hello there.
Hey, guys. So I've got some great news. It looks like New Hampshire has officially completely rejected Obamacare.
Wow. What does that mean?
So they passed two bills, and both of them have become law. This is law. This is done. This is a done deal. Apparently, the state is giving back all of the federal money that we got to implement Obamacare, which is pretty big for every state, you know.
Any state giving back, six digits or whatever it is.
Is there a news story about this that's been written up?
There's some news about it. I can maybe post it on the website.
Yeah, I'd be interested in seeing that, maybe putting over at freekeen.com.
I've got a press release kind of thing. I wouldn't call it a news story.
Well, if y'all want to send one of those over to me, that way at least I can sure. something I can link to that people can see that. Because right. that sounds like pretty big news, Dennis. I mean, a state
it's
government giving back money to the federal government.
Yeah. And then also, they passed a law that says that no resident of the state of New Hampshire shall be required to obtain a policy for individual insurance coverage. And, so that, you know, our laws say that you can't make us. And so it's not so much like, well, we're joining a lawsuit and we're asking you not to make us, and saying no.
Right.
No, you cannot make us. It's
wow.
unconstitutional.
So this went through both the Senate and the House and was signed by the governor.
It was not signed by the governor, but he doesn't have to sign to make something law. Nope. What he did is he allowed this to pass the law because he did not want to have the embarrassment of vetoing it and then having that get overridden.
Now, that's a little different from most places, right? Doesn't the governor normally in most states have to actually sign or veto something, or am I mistaken?
I don't believe so. And if you look at, there's like a big decision tree of how a bill becomes a law in the state of New Hampshire, the one and only place where the default is it proceeds. Like every singleware else, the default is bill dies, unless it's actively passed. The only place where that doesn't happen is when it's passed the House and Senate and it's sitting on the governor's desk. If it sits there for, I forget what it is, a week, then it becomes a law whether he wants it or not. He has to either sign it or veto it, or it becomes law without him.
In this case, the legislator, you know, it is law that the state will return $66,000 in Obamacare funds.
$666,000
in Obamacare funds to the federal government with instructions to use those dollars for debt reduction. And so this has the added little bonus of the state scolding the federal government.
Oh, interesting. I'll come back with more if you've got it, Dennis. 800-259-9231. You know, some people are making a big deal about $666,000.
I heard the actual number was 616.
More coming up here. 800-259-9231. You take control, bring up what you want. Free Talk Live.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations, fly by port of entry facilities, stay moving at highway speed, while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
What's cooking at PrizeKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PrizeKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PrizeKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PrizeKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Enser for HardcoreChristianity.com, the nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America failed to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil, you have to eradicate it. It's not too late. Visit our website, link to our new internet radio, broadcasting 24/7 all of Michael's teachings, and going live for seminars and deliverance services. Check our schedules.
HardcoreChristianity.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Joining you this evening is Ian.
And Mark.
And website features, by the way, include listening options. We've got broadband and dial-up streams available to you around the clock. The latest episode of Free Talk Live is airing there at listen.freetalklive.com. But that's not all. We've also got radio stations, over 108 of them, carrying the show at various times throughout the week. Satellite listening options, including XM satellite radio and a free-to-air KU-band satellite channel, as well as the webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way. Plenty of ways to get Free Talk Live in your ears, and all of them are free for you. Go to listen.freetalklive.com. And usually when the music comes back, it means there are bad technical difficulties. But hopefully, since the music is gone, we are not having technical difficulties. So with that in mind, go ahead, Mark.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? Be it a hospital, doctor's office, bank, utility, SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. Their employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients, too. It's SACL CAI. Need some help with accounts receivable? You can check out their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page.
We're going to go back to Dennis, calling from New Hampshire. He is part of the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance at nhliberty.org. It's an organization of liberty-oriented people getting involved in the political system and really making an impact. It's something that it's been around now for several years, and I'm a lifetime supporter of the organization, and I'm proud to do so because I think that it's nice to have a political organization actually doing something of significance, actually making a dent in politics. Whereas when I worked for the Libertarian Party for so many years, it seemed like we were getting nowhere fast. Dennis, it seems like things are kind of on the increase as far as how much liberty-oriented stuff is going through. Do you say that's an accurate assessment?
Oh, it's no doubt, and it's completely because a bunch of, you know, it's partially, well, it's for a lot of reasons, but a lot of it is because a lot of free staters got elected to the New Hampshire legislature in the last session and started, making an enormous number of things happen, way disproportionate to their numbers because of the fact that they were well trained, that they have a an organization. In fact, one of the folks who a couple of years ago was not nominated as the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance Activist of the Year, a guy named Keith, who I know is also a Free Talk Live supporter, mm-hmm. He typed up a really great post of kind of where we are right now with all the legislative victories, and he put that up on my site, Free State Blogs. So there's a whole bunch of stuff to go on. But as far as getting out of Obamacare, there's some more stuff there. And one of the things I love about what's happened here is the way that this law is written, and it says that, you know, no citizen shall be required to purchase health care. It opens it up for some great civil disobedience opportunities. If someone wants to take something to court, this could really be interesting.
Meaning that when this Obamacare thing comes, because it has been passed, right? I mean, they're moving forward with it, right? The Obamacare thing?
Federal legislation, I got no idea.
Well, I mean, I feel like we talked about it in the past. I mean, it hasn't been frozen by a court or anything like that.
No, I think it's moving forward. The federal government's moving forward within a slow, ponderous, incompetent way.
Right. So what you're saying is, Dennis, that basically the people doing civil disobedience on this might be able to count on having the state government take their side.
I am assuming. I mean, some of the folks I've talked to in the legislature are expecting, are hoping that that's exactly what happens, that people are willing to say, no, I'm not going to have the health care. And you can't make me. And what they can now do is they can point to this New Hampshire law that says you state of New Hampshire people, have to protect me from the feds. You know, something I hear over and over again from our mutual friend Mark Stevens about, and from you as well, about government having, you know, no requirement to protect you. That's actually not true in the state of New Hampshire, technically. The New Hampshire Constitution states very, very clearly that there is an obligation to protect the citizens. It says, in fact, that you know, that you surrender up some of your natural rights to gain the protection of others, and without such equivalent, the surrender is void. So it says in the Constitution, meaning, you know, if they're not protecting you, the deal is off. It's kind of a contract, and they have to uphold it. So,
of course, it's not really a contract because we didn't sign it. But all that said, that's an interesting
point,
Dennis.
You've got a very solid legal basis here with a statute that's recently passed saying they can't make you do it, with a constitution that says they have to protect you. So,
I wonder what happened if you bring that up at a court trial. Oh, hey, I don't feel like I'm being protected here with you guys trying to put me in a cage because I tried to protect a lady from being kidnapped by your agents and stood in front of one of your police cars. Because I'm going to court.
I'm going to court for this
at the end of this month.
Well, if you know, it's a lot easier if you've got a statute that specifically says that you're not required to do something.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Recently passed statute, you're not digging into something from the 1800s or whatever, and you're not making some argument for morality. If you're taking a legal thing like, look, this law says blah, and now you need to protect me from people who are saying I have to do blah. And, of course, my hope would be that someone that pursues this path would get some professional legal help. And, you know, I know there's all kinds of ways of doing activism, but the way I look at it, if you're playing chess against a chess master, someone who professionally plays chess, and you're just kind of winging it, you're going to get crushed.
I highly disagree on that point. If you look at what happened with Pete and Ademo from LibertyOnTour.com, they were found not guilty of some pretty serious charges, I mean, felony wiretapping charges down in Mississippi. Now, they did have lawyers that they could consult with, but they themselves actually operated the trial. They asked the questions. They made the opening and closing statements. And because they did that, Dennis, they were actually able to do things that a lawyer would be disbarred for. They were able to mention, for instance, that they were facing 2 years in a prison cell on one of those charges. And later on, when they interviewed the juror afterwards, he made the statement, and I'm paraphrasing, essentially that the fact that he knew how long they would spend in jail weighed into his decision to stand firm. And he stood firm because he was in the minority of the people voting, you know, in the jury. He was at first one of two people who was voting not guilty versus four who were voting guilty because it was a six-person jury. And he stood firm and said, well, we could just sit here all day because I'm not changing my vote. And he kind of made some more points to the other jurors, and they ended up switching over and taking his side. And that was really because they were able to do things that any other lawyer would have been scared S-less to do because he wouldn't want to lose his bar license.
Suffice to say, say, everything is lined up here. It was not a small thing to get to this point.
Nope,
no doubt.
So my hope is that one or more or many activists will go forward with this. And,
well, I'm not paying for Obamacare.
Have a serious constitutional crisis as a result.
Now we need to let's take this to the next level, Dennis, and make it so that New Hampshire residents don't have to pay income tax either.
Well, you know, I think one step at a time.
Well, wouldn't that make sense? You know, that would make sense as a good next step, because isn't the IRS going to be the enforcement
arm? That's what I was thinking.
Of this Obamacare thing? It will be part of someone's tax return. And if you aren't filling out the whole tax return honestly and correctly, then you might be facing some pretty severe penalties.
We got to here because a certain number of people of a certain mindset got elected. To get to where you'd like to go, I think that the most straightforward way is to get a few more people of that same mindset elected.
Agreed.
I think you're right about that. I think that it's been proven now that the political system here is still a viable method for achieving change. I don't know if that's true in most places, like California, where you come from, Dennis. I mean, this would have been an impossibility. Those people make $140,000 a year in their legislature, more than that maybe. And the folks in New Hampshire make what, $200? $100?
$100 a year before income tax, yeah.
Yeah, $100 compared to something like $140,000, $200,000 or whatever they get paid out in California. I mean, the difference between there and here is, like, it's got to be night and day.
Oh, it totally is. You know, there's nothing quite like having your state representative also be working on your deck outside so you can, you know, yell out your window and go, hey, Joel, you know, you missed a spot. You know, that's your state rep here in New Hampshire.
Very good, Dennis. Thanks for sharing that tonight. It's big news, and yep. I appreciate your call. Thanks for the call at 800-259-9231.
And I'd like everybody listening to step down, just to ask yourself again, you know, what's your state doing for liberty? For you.
Well, the state destroys liberty, typically.
In this case, it looks like the state reps have, stopped the federal government's tyranny. Isn't less tyranny more liberty?
Oh, I agree with you. I think so. 800-259-9231. There's still a lot of work to be done, though.
Oh, yeah. I'm with you.
Just the beginning. More coming up here. And if you want to help us, go to freestateproject.org. Learn more about that. We'll tell you more coming up. Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA. But Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning, and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwashers safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Hi, this is Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg with eFoods Direct. Babs, you work a lot with shipping, and things are going absolutely nuts with this new Independence Month Patriot Pack that eFoods is giving away.
The way things are going, we're shipping thousands of these great little Patriot Packs out. Just an example, Sherry from Arkansas made a $1,300 order. We shipped her 5 free Patriot Packs, $750 more free food.
Folks are really surprised at what we're actually giving away.
Now, folks, we've had 235 years of freedom in this country, so for every $235 worth of food ordered, we give away a $149 Patriot Pack free.
To order the best food on the planet, call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
A free 12-day supply Patriot Pack with every $235 worth of food ordered. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Optics Planet is calling all hunters, shooters, and outdoorsmen. It's time to gear up. As the best online retailer of rifle scopes, red dot sights, lasers, and other firearm accessories, Optics Planet has a special deal to offer GCN listeners. You may already know OpticsPlanet.com has the best selection of weapon lights, holsters, night vision, binoculars, and tactical gear on the planet. With incredibly low prices, free shipping on most orders, and USA-based phone support, Optics Planet is the online retailer of choice for discerning gun owners and outdoor enthusiasts. Featuring Loophole, Blackhawk, EOTech, Crimson Trace, Night Force, Trigicon, Surefire, over 700 top brands. For a limited time, head to opticsplanet.com/GCN to get a free Streamlight Keymate, the world's most powerful keychain light with purchase. That's opticsplanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS right now to speak with an Optics Planet product specialist. 800-332-6784.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial toll free to 1-800-259-9231 and bring up what you like. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there for free if you like the show. And you appreciate the fact the website is free. Then you can support us by shopping with us over at Amazon. Now, what you do is you go to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll see some links to Amazon there. You click into the appropriate link for where you live and then buy whatever it is you're looking for. It's Amazon. Great prices, free Super Saver shipping deals on a whole lot of their products. Huge selection. Same old Amazon you're used to. You're just entering through our affiliate link. So Free Talk Live gets a portion of your purchase. So start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. As we continue with you and your thoughts, let's go to Dale in Kentucky. Dale, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Dale, I've been listening for about a year and first time caller.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Glad to be on the air with the guys that I dub Ian the Avenger of Freedom and Mark the Spark of Liberty.
I think Mark would prefer to be the Avenger. He loves the Captain America.
I thought about that. He's a Captain America fan. I don't want to confuse those. But what it does lead me to is I'm very envious of some of the, especially the civil disobedience that you guys got going up there. And I always love the slogan, live free or die. And we try to do that kind of thing here in Kentucky. And what made me think about calling in tonight is I think the other night, I believe it was Mark and Stephanie were hosting. Is that the Sunday night show?
Sunday night show, yep.
And I remember Stephanie was talking about it. It sounded like, I don't want to put words in her mouth, but it sounded like she really doesn't get involved in the whole elections process at all. And so it was ironic that you had your guest on who was very involved in that part of New Hampshire politics, because I was going to ask you two, if I'm not being too nosy in a libertine manner here, what are y'all's personal opinions on? Do y'all get excited about elections up there in your state, or do you just kind of write them off, or how do you all approach those?
I am not excited by elections really at all. I mean, I like the fact that there are liberty-oriented people running. I will support those people. I will vote for those people, but I'm not like, yeah, it's time for an election.
Right.
I toss money at the campaigns of, I can't do it at all of them. There's no way. I just don't have that kind of money. But I do like to give at least a token amount to be able to say that I supported this candidate, that candidate, because, you know, just a little bit means something to these people. But, yeah.
Well, plus, it doesn't take a whole lot to win in New Hampshire either. It doesn't take a boatload of money to win an election.
That much is true. When it comes to elections here in New Hampshire, I I make sure that I vote for all the people that I can vote for in the state of New Hampshire. Once you get beyond the state of New Hampshire, I really don't care. So when you're talking about the, you know, who are we electing for the House of Representatives, this giant douche or that giant douche, it doesn't matter to me. They're just, you know, if the people that we're sending to the sinking ship that is Washington, D.C., well, right. If they want to go, then they could. I'll be sure to send them with a life preserver.
No, I tend to concur with that. We've almost given up here in the Commonwealth on those people that are up in D.C., the District of Criminals, and we kind of do focus more on the state races, and we do that. We have a state group called Take Back Kentucky where for years now we've even had a regular attendee who used to just be known as the eye doctor from Bowling Green before you all knew him as Senator Rand Paul.
Right.
And, I mean, you know, that's the kind of people we're like around here. We're very liberty-minded, but gosh, when I hear about your legislators getting paid such a small pittance compared to the people who double-dip and retire on the government down here, it just makes me sick.
It's a whole different world up here. I mean, if you've been burned out on politics before, and I have, I was pretty burned out when I made the move up here, and I was like, oh, yeah, politics in New Hampshire, pfft. But now I can see that there actually is a dent being made.
A big dent.
But it is something that is not happening anywhere else. Now, no other state government is being dented in any way, shape, or form, and they are actually doing it here. And so, like I said, I'm glad to support the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance because they get out there and they do that crap that I couldn't handle. I'd commit suicide before having to actually read these political legislations, this legalese. It's
I've volunteered with their little law reading group and help them read the laws.
It makes me want to claw my eyes out. I mean, it's that horrible.
Reading laws isn't much fun, but I'll admit that these laws are mostly written by citizen legislators.
True, so they're not all lawyers that are writing
them. I think it might not be quite as bad.
Well, I know the legislator here is kind of a microcosm of D.C. and that they can't read their own bills. We know that, and I tend to concur with you when you say you don't really want to read the bills yourself. I think you'd rather cut your wrist and bleed in a cup. It'd be less harmful. And that's kind of the way we look at it, but we try to do a lot of stuff down here. Like, they used to have these ridiculous laws for vehicle exhaust testing, and we lobbied till that crap got thrown out, and we've done our best to try to get industrial hemp into the state, even though we got a neocon running for governor who doesn't want to have anything to do with that, because he said himself that he might run for governor in a couple years, he said 2 years back, so he doesn't want any issues that are controversial. That's kind of the crap we're dealing with down here.
Yeah, yeah.
So, are you leaving? Are you coming to New Hampshire? Are you joining the Free
State Convention? What's it going to bring to commission?
I wish I could. My significant other and I, we're kind of involved here. She's a teacher in the government indoctrination camps. We call it public schools here. So she's doing pretty well there. And I personally would never want to take a penny from the government. I do a lot of IT work here. But if I had to leave Kentucky, it would be straight up there for the Live Free or Die State. I love y'all's show, and I'm thinking about becoming an AMP supporter. So,
very good,
sir. Good luck, and death to the new world order.
Thank you. I appreciate hearing from you tonight.
You know, that's the only thing we can do with guys like that is to make New Hampshire so very appealing. They just can't come up with another reason. You know?
Well, you know, the significant other is a big time crutch for people out there.
Well, I wouldn't call it a crutch. It's a difficult hurdle to get over. I mean, you know, what
the person you love doesn't want to leave. Right. You're in a tough
love
place.
Them or you don't. You know.
Yeah. So 1-800-259-9231. Of course, you can reverse it on them if you want to, and then, you know, you might get considered a jerk for doing this. But, if you love me, you'd come with me to New Hampshire.
Hey, yeah. I don't know how well that's going to go for you.
Yeah.
Not every time. It's essentially what happened with my wife and I. I didn't make that kind of statement or anything like that. But, you know, it was a foregone conclusion. I'm going to New Hampshire. You may follow.
Right. I would like you to. I really would. So... 800-259-9231. Ty is with us in Tennessee. Ty, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, Ian and Mark. How are you guys doing tonight?
Hey, Ty.
I wanted to talk a little bit back about the e-readers a little bit. You guys had a good discussion last night. I just listened to the podcast today about that.
Yeah, the e-books, and, digital books.
Yeah, I wanted to bring up, I prefer the Nook. I think that Amazon needs to get away from their proprietary format, the AZW file format. The Barnes & Noble Nook, the books you get from Barnes & Noble are DRM in their format, but it will read EPUB and PDFs. And you can sync your PDFs and EPUBs that you download on the internet directly to it. You don't have to go through Barnes and Noble to do it.
And you're saying you can't do that with the Amazon, the Amazon whatever it's called, Kindle.
Well, the only thing it'll read is AZW, as far as I know.
Wow, so you can't put a PDF on there.
That's only Amazon books.
Yeah, I hate it when companies have these proprietary formats, and you know,
it's dumb.
It doesn't make their device
less useful. I mean, really?
Exactly.
You look at Amazon.
I think that it'll eventually kill the Kindle, and the Nook will surpass it, or hopefully Amazon will open their standard and allow EPUB format onto the Kindle. If they don't, I think it's going to eventually kill the Kindle, because you need to have an open format. You know, you need to have an open format available for that. And also, the other good thing is, if you don't go through their system, I have an online library with the Nook, but that's for the content that I get that I buy directly from Barnes & Noble. They can't and won't touch anything that I personally put on there, and I can download those files locally and keep them and sync them through the Nook book too.
So point of clarification, you're saying you can download the stuff you buy through the Barnes & Noble store on the Nook, you can download them away from the Nook so they can't get their hands on it?
That's correct, and then you can...
Just to clarify for our listeners, it was last night that we were told that some of these systems, like the Amazon Kindle, apparently there was a big controversy when they pulled Fahrenheit 451 out of people's...
It was 1984.
Excuse me, 1984. They pulled a book out of people's Kindles after they bought it because of some sort of copyright dispute. And it was pretty upsetting to folks, like, well, hey, I already paid for this. You can just yank it back afterwards. And you're saying that there's a way with the Nook to actually transfer a file off of the Nook, so that can't happen to...
And not just that, the problem you described also indicates that you don't really own that content, you know? Mm-hmm. If they could take it away, you don't own it.
Right, you're just borrowing it.
That's another reason I prefer an open standard like the EPUB, where you can just download and sync it to it anytime you want.
Good information, Ty. Thanks for the info tonight.
For Liberty content.
I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Plus, is the Nook using... I thought the Nook might be using the Android system. At least I feel like I've seen someone crack into it.
I wouldn't
know it on there. We're coming up. You can take control. Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Tollhouse Morsels, helping you create special moments and memories your family will cherish forever. Visit us at tollhouse.com. You may bake for birthdays and holidays, but why stop there? Sweeten up the rest of the year by designating monthly dessert days. Treat your family to one of their favorites or surprise them with something new. Either way, you'll create a tradition everyone will love. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.